It was another sensational afternoon of action yesterday in the Commonwealth Youth Games, where once again the Isle of Man found themselves in the medal mix. Our star of these games, Grant Halsall, claimed another silver medal in the pool, this time in the 50-metre backstroke, finishing less than 1/10 of a second behind Corey Main of New Zealand. And he'll be back in medal contention later in the final of the 100-metre backstroke. So too will Charlotte Atkinson in the 400-metre individual medley, while Laura Kinley has made it through to the reserve list for the 50-metre breaststroke final, so the very best to all of them later. Regan D also put in a fantastic showing in the women's high jump final, where I caught up with her.
Yeah, it went really well. I got bronze in the high jump with 165, so I was happy with that because I've been having a few foot problems, so warm-up wasn't going very well, so to get 165 I was happy with it.
Unfortunately, as some of the other competitors in the event pulled out, the organisers eventually awarded just 2 medals, meaning Regan missed out, so a blow for her there, but still a massive well done. The D family was once again under the spotlight as her dad Mike led his rugby side into action at a noisy bowl stadium against some very formidable opposition. First up was Scotland, and straight after the final whistle I grabbed the chat to the island's head coach. Mike, a tough start but tremendous support and a massive try for us there at the end.
Yeah, rugby sevens, that isn't a big score. You know, with the ball in hand, the boys look good. That's what we wanted. It's a hard game when you're chasing shadows, chasing people. We're going to try at the end. Absolutely superb. Their heads are up. I think, you know, they've enjoyed it. That's all we want.
Phil Kringle was the island standout player by a mile. The standard was just incredible. It's the finals later on this afternoon, and if you're a fan of rugby, you really can't afford to miss that. Also at the rugby was the island's Lieutenant Governor Adam Wood, who'd taken in a full day of action.
Well, it's just brilliant. It's gone very fast. Here we are, Saturday evening, and I've seen just such a range of exciting events. And it was difficult to know where to be. I saw a really exciting finish to the men's cycling road race. Down here for some rugby, across for the athletics. Some brilliant performances, and you know, from a whole range of nations too.
So a packed afternoon ahead with finals in all 7 sports. I'll be back tomorrow with a full report on how they all ended up. But for now, this is Richard Farragher for 3FM.